This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For Faith Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love we
all right, look, I hogged the airtime. I gave the number out 30 minutes ago. I haven't gone to your calls. I apologize. Mr. Rappaport's our guest. Let's talk to Sean in New York, then Josh, and others. Sean, you're on the air. Sean, we're going to let you go. Let's go to Josh in Colorado. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, long-time listener. I just wanted to talk to you about future technology. I'm an independent researcher. I led an energy movement, and I'm seeing something that's coming. There is a breakaway civilization, and they have revolutionary energy technology. They're going to build 3D-printed robots. They're engineering robots into biomechanical with dogs. I had to leave the movement because of the weird stuff I was starting to hear. There is something really strange going on in this world. And
yeah, no, I mean, they've got computers that predict the future. I mean, they've got computers that predict the future. Then you can control the future. They've had chimeras for 30-plus years, they admit. And now they're admitting it all, but not showing it. So that's the big question. Have we already reached the Atlantean moment? I mean, whatever they've discovered, they're on such power trips, they act like we just don't even exist anymore. And then there's Trump in the middle of it trying to rally billions of people against it. Rappaport, what do you think's going on?
They have tremendously advanced artificial intelligence in terms of systems, because that's what they're trying to do to the planet. Here we've got these systems, and we're going to impose them on you. You are the little units that we put into the slots of our systems. So naturally, when you have that viewpoint, and that's what you want to make the world into, one gigantic machine, then you're going to use artificial intelligence and robots and androids and everything automatic that you can get.
And I've said they're using the artificial replacement of us to make us obsolete as a way to dictate the terms of our surrender to the technocracy. This is being designed to make us obsolete, to dictate what's left the middle class, accepting the extermination and phase out of the general public. And that's the admitted plan. Josh?
Well, it's being shown in Hollywood. If you have the eyes to see what the new energy technologies are going to be and how actual natural energy works, they've actually really engineered it. They don't want anybody that's done it independently to be funded. They're funding their own people to come up through the system, and they're going to put the information out that the way they want it to be done.
Sure. I mean, that's what they do. They always have, quote, the billionaire guy, the Bill Gates, the whatever, the Zuckerberg, that pops up. That's been partially declassified as the free market front, so people don't even understand what's happening. It's all Trojan horse.
They can actually synthetically create most elements nowadays with nanotechnology and nano superconductors.
Well, I mean, when I was a kid in third grade, they talked about those big machines they got to create the new elements. I mean, alchemy's now real. You want to comment on that, Rappaport?
Yeah, you can go all the way back to IG Farben, the infamous Nazi cartel of the 1930s. That was their whole program, to be able to synthesize. You know, they were talking about oil and rubber and so forth, but basically these guys that they had over there wanted to synthesize anything from anything else. That was their plan. That was their program. That's their whole idea, is to synthesize existence, basically.
And we're seeing it as like an infestation of weevils or something that's eating their resources, but then they trained us to be like the weevils so that we follow that form. And I'm just like, whoa, this is uncool.
Yeah, who wants that? We want individuals that are free, strong, alert, creative, independent.
Hey, Josh, give us your name and number if you want to give us documentation, because I want to start talking to more deep tech people, not just deep state, because deep tech is the bottom of deep state. So if you want to give us your info, I'd like to see documentation and have you on. I mean, hell, they tried to hire my dad to build cyborgs in the 80s. And it wasn't even that special. They were trying to hire all the top oral surgeons that were doing implants at the time, because that was new. Amazing, John Rappaport. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Powerful, always to have him on, bantering back and forth. I'm going to introduce Anthony Cumia straight ahead.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Introducing the one, the only, Anthony Cumia of the Anthony Cumia Show on Twitter, CompoundMedia.com. You know, he had big popular terrestrial syndicated radio and got kicked off that. And then, of course, he hosted the Opie and Anthony Show, and he criticized Black Lives Matter killing cops, literally, and he was fired off of that. So now he's got his own Compound Media with a lot of other hosts. It's very, very popular and successful. But the reason I raise that is YouTube, for us showing Megyn Kelly interviewing one of the fathers of a Sandy Hook victim, saying he held his son after he was shot, then we show CNN, MSNBC saying the coroners didn't let people get to their kids, and we said that's why people question. We're not even questioning the kids died. That's been questioned. Our listeners question it. We're simply saying this is why people question it, showing a zero hedge story that's been removed, and they said they're looking at banning us on YouTube. That story's up on InfoWars.com. If they do that to us, they can do it to anybody. So we've got to stand up against this, and we've got to understand they're doing this because we're destroying them because of their own lies. 6% of Americans in a big Gallup poll think Russia's an important story, but this globalist that took radical Islam off of the FBI's list, so when they're investigating Hamas or Al-Qaeda or ISIS, they can't even say they're investigating an Islamic group. Mueller, who covered up the Clintons, all of it, Bush, all of it, the Saudi role in 9/11, all of it, he now has expanded it to all Trump's associates, all his businesses, all his buildings, to see, quote, if they rented any condos or sold stuff to Russians or campaign money or just money laundering, period, which they could call bouncing a check. So it's gone from witch hunt to the greatest fishing expedition the history has ever seen. And our Pentagon 5 years ago came to Obama. We first broke this. They said, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force, which is ISIS. And Trump comes in. He's like, yeah, we're going to defeat ISIS, which he said he'd do in 2016. Now 6 months in, it's basically in two cities. It's 95% defeated. Trump ends covert CIA program. That was Obama and McCain funding these groups to arm anti-Assad rebels in Syria, a move sought by Moscow. And, of course, they said that at the G20 event, 2 days of dinners and lunches, the G20 set Melania next to Putin. And then Trump came over and talked to him in front of world leaders with a Japanese interpreter that could speak Russian and English and asked a few questions and you know, talked to him. And they're calling that a secret Russian meeting. That's what you do at diplomatic dinners. And so now the new talking point from Howard Stern, heaven love him, not a bad guy, been on his show, whatever, to CNN, MSNBC, is you don't talk to Russians. If you talk to a Russian, close quote, that's the new talking points, all over the news, you're a Russian agent. So this is meant to paralyze Trump. Anthony, I want you to take over and host this hour. That's why you're here, compoundmedia.com. But it's not working, but they don't care. They're just going to continue to move forward to try to impeach the president. And I agree with him. Sessions, you know, shouldn't have recused himself. And Sessions has been a good guy on many fronts. But, I mean, where are his huevos? Why aren't we seeing special prosecutors or indictments of the Clintons when they got money from Russia? I mean, I've got an article right here. Bill Clinton, remember back when he called for Russia to interfere in our elections? I mean, everything they say Trump's done, they've done. And I'm sick of putting up with them. And almost no one supports them. You know, it came out that the bots, the computers, the Google algorithms knew that Trump was going to win. He was 15 points ahead. Hillary tried to steal it, but failed. And now they're saying, oh, he's only, you know, 55 points or 50 or 47 points in the polls. You know it's 60, 65. In fact, the corporate bots show he's at about 60. They have put a dent on him with some people. But it doesn't matter. I mean, this is so epic. What do you expect them to do now? And I'm turning it over to you. Go ahead, my friend.
I'm stunned that anybody still looks at what is mainstream media, traditional news, which, by the way, is newsertainment. That anybody believes this is news anymore. What has to happen before everybody in this country says we are being so bamboozled by mainstream media that I will not accept one thing? If I saw something transpire in front of me that is classified as news, and then saw an accurate depiction of it on mainstream media, I still wouldn't believe it. We need people to realize at this point that they are feeding you. They are feeding you an agenda-driven menu.
If they said the sky was blue, I would go out and look at it for myself.
And if I saw it was blue, I still wouldn't believe it. they're proving themselves on a daily basis that they are fake news.
So where do they go now? Because I really want to know your opinion on this. Where do they go now that 6% believe their BS?
I honestly think people need to go to alternative sources for their news. And are we supposed to believe the polls? Are we supposed to believe the news after they were proven liars over the course of the entire campaign and election? Now we're supposed to believe that Trump is 50% or under 50% or 30%, I hear in certain circles. And we're supposed to go, oh, yeah, sure. When will we all realize that this is a TV show? All news shows are a TV
show. It's the Truman Show.
Just like Game of Thrones and everything else you enjoy to watch. They're making money, putting on a program, and that program is driven by what more people will watch. Has nothing to do with facts anymore. Nothing.
I agree, but it's also what the corporations owning that media want. Because, sure, some of it's for ratings, but... And that's come out in the memos. You're right. But it's also about what will get them ratings that the bosses are authorizing. Kind of those 2 points go together because, I mean, imagine true information is super popular, or people at least trying to tell the truth. So I think what really handicaps them is they're trying to get ratings with a few things they're allowed to do.
Yeah, well, when you see something like, Katie Couric is saying fake news is ripping apart America at the seams. She's part of it. How did they're trying to...
They had an MSNBC piece a month ago.
No.
They had, and I'm leaving because I just can't stop listening to you, but I just got to make this point. A month ago, they had Brian Williams with a report on fake news on MSNBC. This is the king of fake. It's like having Hitler running a Holocaust museum. I'm sorry. Go ahead and take over, Anthony.
Absolutely, Alex. It's insanity. The hypocrisy, the blatant insult to the American people that they do certain things to say, look how stupid you are. That you're actually buying this, and we keep pumping out this garbage, and you will buy it, is insulting. It's blatant dishonesty to the American people. Yet so many still eat it up. And like I said, Katie Couric saying that fake news is ripping America apart at the seams. Katie Couric was the one doing a special on guns in this country that edited. And took a comment from a panelist that was in the documentary completely out of context to change, absolutely change what the person was saying. That is fake news. And now she's saying that it's ripping America apart. Their only defense is to go out there and try to make the people believe they're the ones that aren't fake news. And people like Alex and myself and Gavin McInnes and all the other people that are presenting facts to you and allowing you to voice your opinions on them are the fake news. And we're the dangerous ones. We're dangerous to them. I agree with that. We're dangerous to them. But how is it dangerous to inform the American people, give them the absolute facts, and then let them build their own opinions on it? When you watch mainstream media these days, you don't get the news. You get people's interpretation based on the company that owns that news organization and what their agenda is. That's what you're getting. And believe me, it is a far cry from the facts when it finally reaches the American people. And I'm talking about everything. Look, I appear on Fox News on various programs over there. But I am not one of these people that take everything that goes on over there as gospel either. They have their agenda, just like CNN and MSNBC and all of them. We really need to separate ourselves from mainstream media and look elsewhere for the facts of a story. It's not easy. It's not easy to find factual information on a lot of stories. But look, that's part of it. It's very easy to sit down and watch some of these shows and see these beautiful, beautiful, stunning talking heads blathering on about what they are feeding you as news. But you're not getting the full story. Donald Trump's presidency has been the campaign and the presidency has been just an amazing example of the mainstream media saying, well, throw it all out the window. We don't care about credibility anymore. What we care about is our agenda and putting it across. So when years ago there was this plausible deniability that there was some type of journalistic integrity, now it's completely gone. There is no, I can't imagine anyone with any sense or brains in their head actually believing that it's the news. So what you get, yes, absolutely, the greatest witch hunt in American political history. We listen to people that have absorbed what mainstream media is feeding them on Trump, the election, what he's done since he's been elected, his accomplishments, the Russia thing. And people actually believe this speculation and innuendo and outright lies. They believe it as fact. They go on social media. It spreads its tentacles, and it becomes the new truth. And people will argue and debate you based on absolute lies. And you try to inform them because you've done your research, and they don't want to believe it because they've been infected infected by mainstream media and the crap that they're spreading around as real news. Back in a couple of seconds, don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia for InfoWars.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Hey, summer mega specials ending soon. Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 specials ending today. Quantities are running low, so act now to save 30% off each product. Caveman is back at 25% off. Secret 12 is back, 25% off. DNA Force is back at 20% off. Get a health support pack, Micro ZX, And Biome Defense 50. That's 30% off. Living Defense 20% off. ProPure G 2.0 Traveler is 30% off. Z-Shield 30% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food 30 to 40% off. Plus free shipping store-wide. Many of these products are going to sell out soon, so now is the time to secure your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Hello, people. How you doing? Man, if you need any proof that the media will do anything to make Donald Trump look bad, you're out of your mind. It's all out there. We see it. This is no longer a fact-finding. This is, like they said, a witch hunt, a fishing expedition. But something a little more light, something lighter transpired last week when Trump complimented Emmanuel Macron, complimented his wife, the, of course, French president, Emmanuel Macron. They were together over there in France. And Donald Trump told his wife, told Macron's wife, "Hey, you look good. You're in good shape. Beautiful." And the media loses its mind. Loses its mind. Saying that this was terrible. This was inappropriate. My God, sexist, misogynistic, blah, blah, blah. Get this. It's 2017, I believe, right? Yeah, 2017. Complimenting a woman is now just completely off limits. Does it take a lot to really think this through and see how insane this has gotten, and try your hardest to reverse this? I do believe. Now, I haven't done much research on this, but I do believe men have been complimenting women for millennia. I honestly believe. Now, you could argue why. You could argue, hey, is a guy complimenting a woman because she's beautiful, that he appreciates this? Is he trying, does he have some nefarious ideas, perhaps? He's trying to go out with her or something. That's up for debate. But the what isn't up for debate is that for the existence of men and women, men have been complimenting women. I'm sure it happened in a cave somewhere. Oh, dear, you look wonderful. That pelt is marvelous on you. But here in 2017, we've reached an insane crescendo of political correctness garbage that a world leader can no longer compliment the beauty of another world leader's wife. So the media lost its mind. When are we all going to see this? I'm no amazing visionary here. I don't believe I'm seeing things long before the rest of humanity. So when I see something like this and see the level of madness that we've reached, not only in this country, but in the whole world. I wonder how many people are also seeing this and what we are going to do to combat it. Because this is, if this was just one instance, you know, it would be a funny laugh and you'd blow it off and be like, okay. But this is a symptom of a disease that is going on in this country and the world, of political correctness run amok, fake news, and this crucifixion of our president, Donald Trump. You know, when they get to the level of Donald Trump complimented a woman, and that's a problem, that they really have run out of things to say about it. You know, they're still going with the Russia thing, which we'll get into in a moment. I love how Trump is handling that. I don't like how he's handling some other things. We'll also get into that. I enjoy the dressing down he's giving Sessions. I like that whole thing. But if you can't compliment a woman in 2017, we're done. We're done as a race of people and humans. Be back in a second. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the anti-fungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing.
Oh, welcome back.
They did a bad, bad thing.
Bad, bad thing. Welcome back, Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. I want to talk about Trump blasting Jeff Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump said if he knew Jeff Sessions was going to recuse himself from this Russia investigation, he wouldn't have hired him. And again, they're losing their minds in the media, losing their minds. Isn't it refreshing to have an honest politician at the helm in the presidency? Isn't it refreshing? The media would have you believe this is one of the biggest liars that's ever held office, Donald Trump. I see him as one of the most honest people ever to hold the office, because he will say, look, this Jeff Sessions, if I knew he wasn't going to be loyal and he was going to recuse himself, I never would have hired him. And a lot of people would think, wow, maybe you should have kept that under wraps. Maybe you shouldn't have said that. I love it. I love that he's speaking his mind and telling the American people how he feels about certain things. And you know what? He's right. You hire a guy as your attorney general who is supposed to look into, he's like the head muckety-muck as far as law goes in this country. And now you have an investigation about Russian collusion. And again, there has never been any proof that Donald Trump was involved in any collusion with Russia to influence the election in any way. So why recuse yourself? It's another instance that we have seen, oh my God, so many times, of the GOP bowing down to the left and the media and the mob, the pitchfork and torch wielding mob that will never be satisfied. Oh, you recuse yourself and we'll put this guy in. Yeah, we're still not satisfied. Wow. I am convinced Donald Trump could come up with a cure for cancer, and the headline would be Donald Trump puts millions of doctors out of work. That seems to be his destiny, is to just be criticized on every single thing he's done or wants to do in this country. But yeah, you got an attorney general that you you give the job to. You want something called loyalty. Now, that is a dirty word, I guess, in Washington. I don't know why. If you put a team together, just calling it a team kind of makes you think that they would be loyal to the team. If you put a team together, you want everyone on that team to be loyal. Not to a point where they're going to break the law for you. Or cover up anything you've done. But was there any proof that Donald Trump was involved in any kind of collusion with the Russian government for the election, to influence the election? No. So then why would Jeff Sessions recuse himself? If not for one thing, the pressure from people that want to see Donald Trump fail. They want to see him arrested. They want to see him strung up. In some cases, I guess, thrown off a cliff. Is that what Rosie O'Donnell was doing? She was saying that Donald Trump should be thrown off a cliff. And apparently there was some type of game where Donald Trump gets pushed off of a cliff. And she was very excited about that. Again, the hypocrisy on the left is insane. But you want loyalty. You want your team to back you and back your policies and ideas. But for some reason, the left sees that as some type of Nazi Hitler thing to do. I don't know. Things have become bad words. Loyalty, nationalism. Nationalism is horrible. This used to be something that was looked at with pride. There was a pride in your nation. Every day, I remember going to school, you would never dream of not putting your hand on your heart and pledging your allegiance to the flag. I didn't even know what it meant as a kid. And to the republic for which it stands. I used to think "for which it stands" was one word. It sounds like someplace in Russia. For which it stands. But I didn't know what it meant, like word for word. But I knew it. Its essence was that we lived in America. It was a great nation, and we were proud of our country. Well, now that's a bad word, too. That's a bad word, to be proud of your country, to be proud that you're American. To be proud of your heritage for certain people is a bad thing. You're not allowed to be proud of achievements that people of your heritage have made over the years. Because that's, yes, very good, everyone. Racist. It's racist to be proud of things that your ancestors have achieved. We are only supposed to look at the horribleness and pain that we have dished out over the course of our history. Other people, though, have free rein to just talk about their pride and their culture, which brings me to something else that I just remembered that is absolutely insane. There is a movie coming out that looks fantastic, Dunkirk. This is the story in 1940 right about the beginning of World War II, British soldiers were trapped on the beach by the Nazis. And it was about 400,000 of them. And they were their backs to the ocean, man. That is the worst position you want to be in. And people from England, from the UK, came over on their own personal boats and anything they could carry people in and evacuated all those British soldiers off of the beach. Just an amazing story. I'm so glad it's being told and done in this fashion. I love historic movies like this. Well, there's a problem, folks. There's a problem. The problem is not enough diversity in the cast. No women and no people of color. Someone in USA Today actually wrote this as a review of the movie, that was an issue. Again, we've reached this insane point in our history where an accurate depiction of a historical event is not good enough because it's being portrayed accurately. Is this a hate movie? Is this hate cinema? Because there aren't enough women or people of color in it? I got to tell you, I wasn't there, but I've done a lot of research on old WW2. And that beach was full of a lot of pasty skin Brits that needed to get off the beach. And a lot of pasty skin Brits went and got them. That's about it. And as far as the enemy goes, well, they were Nazis. Not going to find a lot of people of color in that Messerschmitt that's flying over the beach. But again, it's a problem. Diversity for the sake of diversity. It makes no sense. Especially with a movie that is trying to base itself in fact. But again, that's where we are. That's where we are. We are constantly told that we need diversity, that diversity is our greatest strength. And if something works out well with a diverse group of people, that's wonderful. But that isn't because it was diverse. You see, why are we always being led to believe that that's the truth? Yeah, there it is. The complaints that people get. Look at that picture. Let me try to see. That's an actual picture of some of the soldiers from back in 1940. Yeah, I don't see many women. I don't see many people of color. Yeah, yeah. Wow, an accurate depiction is now a terrible thing. Do you see how we're being lied to? And do you see this indoctrination? We always think of college campuses as being the place that this indoctrination is going on. And oh, it is. But college kids, let's be real, are stupid. They're kids. They're going to say dumb things. I never went to college, but I was a dopey kid and I did stupid things. I believed stupid stuff and I said stupid stuff. So you can almost cut them some slack for their moronic statements and this their moronic belief system of what this country and world is all about. When you see things like this and things that are advertised on TV commercials, TV shows, that is an indoctrination that is being fed to everyone, not just impressionable children. We are being told that straight white men are the dumbest people you'll ever find. I have wonderful evening text sessions with the inimitable Gavin McInnes. On a nightly basis, we trade videos and texts of commercials and TV shows and stuff that just depict straight white men as the world's idiotic little clowns walking around incapable of doing anything. Something as simple, I believe there's an insurance company that's doing a commercial now where a guy suggests this. Obviously, he's married to the woman. He's white and he's a man. Straight white male. He makes this insane assumption that he might have been able to fix a leaky pipe in the ceiling. Well, his wife has to say, no, cuts him off, yells no at him. And he's just kind of, yeah, I'm a guy. I couldn't possibly fix a pipe or paint a ceiling. And again, you might go, oh, Anthony, why be so serious? Why get so worked up over? Because it's constantly happening. There it is. Look, he's just trying. He looks at the pipe with a dumb face, of course. He's like, I might be able to fix that. And then, no, she just yells no. Like he's going to try to perform brain surgery. Maybe I could cut our kid's head open and perform. No! It's a pipe, lady. Relax. But this is constant. It's a constant, nonstop buffet we're being fed of this propaganda and indoctrination. Nothing. And no one could be honest to the American people. Another prime example of this, John McCain. John McCain is, I'll say it, pretty ill. He's pretty sick. We just learned he has brain cancer. God bless. He's got brain cancer. Now, every single time a politician goes into the hospital for anything, we are told everything's fine. He has a splinter in his head. We pulled it out and he's joking with the staff already. You know, it's always some nice, funny scenario. And then as time goes by, they feed us the inevitable horrid truth that, you know, got one foot in the grave and another on a skateboard. But they cannot be honest with us. The politicians and the mainstream media are incapable of being honest with us. And I feel it's because they deem us too stupid and sensitive to accept the truth about anything. So it has to be fed to us in stages, like you would tell a child about an impending divorce of their parents. You don't just go, yeah, me and your mom are splitting up. It's got to be done gently. They treat us like children. And this has been done constantly. If you remember when Ronnie Reagan was shot years ago, we were pretty much told, you know, he caught the bullet, he threw it, he joked with the staff, and was back at the White House. For a while, we were told that. And it turns out that guy was just about dead. When you watch documentaries on the Reagan attempted assassination now, you realize it was a grave situation. But even as far back as that, they just lied to us. It hasn't stopped. It has only gotten worse. Only gotten worse. The investigation that's going on, the Russia investigation by Mueller, the guy in charge of the investigation. There he is, Robert Mueller. He's now investigating Trump's business dealings and business transactions. Where did this come from? How is this relevant to the investigation? Did they find something that made it relevant to the investigation? That's important, I believe. If they did find something, Trump colluded. He said, we'll take this info and I'll give you this. And we will exchange things that are valuable to each other. And that'll be great. Yeah, that would be a problem. I've heard or seen nothing that proves that happened between him or Trump Jr. or anyone else in Trump's organization that happened. You'd be hard pressed to find that on mainstream media, though. They're making all kinds of accusations and speculations that are being fed to you on social media as fact. But now they're looking into business dealings. Does anyone remember what Trump did before he was president? Anyone? You? Who should I pick? You. All right, you. Who? What did he do? That's right. He was a businessman. He did business. He wasn't a career politician. That's why he won the election, by the way. Being a businessman, a world global businessman, he did business with Anyone? Yes, world leaders and world organizations. Absolutely. Very good. So you can't then say he was doing anything inappropriate just for doing business with other countries. That's what business people do. Now, again, if there were any illicit or inappropriate dealings, that's another thing. Again, nothing has come forward that shows there was. So if you have a life politician, lifetime politician, that is doing business with foreign governments, that might get you like, huh, maybe something's going on here. But if you have a big businessman doing business, that's called success. That's called doing what he was supposed to do. And the fact that they are now, they got their grimy paws in that whole thing is par for the course and astounding, but typical of what we've seen. We'll be back in a very short moment. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Thank you so much, deep voice guy. Love that guy. Yes, welcome back. Anthony Cumia in at Infowars.com. I want to finish up today with praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. OJ's out. The juice is loose. He's not out yet. I believe they have to. Boy, that's got to be tough, huh? Like, you know you're out. I believe October, beginning of October, OJ will be released. He's been paroled after 9 years in prison for armed robbery, kidnapping, knocking down people's mailboxes, driving through backyards. Got a girl in the car. That's a man act. Sheriff Buford D. Justice. He's going to get out. He's been paroled. The parole hearing was interesting. OJ does not shut up. He's gonna be arrested for talking people to death when he gets out. It must be odd after 9 years. You're gonna be out and about and famous. Like, you know, most people, they get out of prison and might remember an old guy named Brooks. They put him in the grocery store. He was bagging groceries. Then he went back to his house and carved Brooks was here and then hung himself. I don't see OJ doing that, but it's got to be weird. You get out of prison, you're on parole, a probation, and you're paroled, and you're famous. You're OJ. That's crazy. But he is out, and he's got to wait now, like, what is it, July through August, September? He's got to wait like a couple of months. That's got to be the hardest time. Remember when Quint in Jaws was talking about when that big old PBY came flying down, and he goes, "That's when I was most scared, thinking it was my turn." Like right before you get on the plane, you think the last, you're the last one the shark's going to get. Like OJ's got to be scared that he's going to get shanked or something. He better not steal any of the white supremacist cookies or anything in prison. You just better do some easy time. Or could you see if he gets in a fight and winds up killing somebody? Like OJ has to kill somebody in prison? And they're just like, yeah, you're in there forever now, OJ. Sorry, you killed someone. Well, OJ Simpson paroled after 9 years. The humorous note, he did kill two people. Remember when he killed two people? I didn't think he was going to get out. I was watching the hearing, and OJ does not seem to place responsibility on himself. He went off about the episode that happened in that Las Vegas hotel room where him and a bunch of other guys burst in the room to reclaim what he said was his sports memorabilia with a guy with a gun. They held people against their will and took this merchandise back. And from what I was watching on the hearing, OJ seemed to blame everyone in the room except OJ. But, you know, in the wisdom of the panel that was in front of OJ, they let him go. His daughter made a statement saying that OJ is a great guy, just wants to spend time with his kids. And the victim of the crime testified in OJ's defense and said that in the interim between the crime and now, they've rekindled their friendship and everything is a hunky-dory. So I am really looking forward to OJ on Twitter, Facebook OJ. OJ actually said he might do a podcast or a web show of some sort, a vlog. I am there. Regardless of what this maniac murderer does, I will watch. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Alex Jones for having me. Anthony Cumia over at CompoundMedia.com in right now and loving every minute of it at Infowars.com. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite established